It's 7:04. This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Western Colorado continues to see extreme drought conditions, but areas east of the Continental Divide are drought-free. KRCC's Mike Purcell reports that includes southeastern Colorado.
It's a far different picture for the region than just 3 months ago. The National Weather Service in Pueblo says some areas of the eastern plains received 4 to 6 inches of rain in May alone. Hydrologist Tony Anderson with the agency says the drought monitor map takes into account many variables, including temperatures, wind conditions, and soil moisture, but he says things can quickly change.
Well, the soils have improved, and that's great for agriculture. That moisture can dissipate fairly quickly, and we can drift back towards drought conditions.
Anderson says the outlook for the summer months include the chance of lower than average precipitation and above average temperatures. The latest drought monitor does not yet reflect the recent heat wave. I'm Mike Purcell, KRCC News.
Hope are getting COVID vaccines to residents there. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
80-year-old Michael Chase had been putting off getting a COVID-19 vaccine after once having had a bad reaction to a flu shot. His explanation?
Bullheaded, I guess.
But he finally got vaccinated Thursday at a mobile unit parked at Grand Junction's Mesa Mall. Chase says it was close to his house, and his wife persuaded him.
She's good at that. She taught school for 30 years. She knows how to change people's minds.
Vaccine buses are in Fruita and Craig today. Upcoming Western Slope stops include Glenwood Springs, Newcastle, and next week's Country Jam in Mac. I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
A Denver man has been charged with dishonestly obtaining $700,000 in pandemic assistance and unemployment benefits. Anthony Zagab is accused of submitting false applications to two small business programs and making fake unemployment claims for his relatives without their knowledge. This is CPR News.